It's your boy, Mr. UWL. We're living life in victory every day. Thank y'all for pulling up to Content Via, the information station powered by Inspire You on Air. You know what we're doing. Changing your Sunday morning. Talking about who? This modern day Jesus. Shout out to the true and living God. Yeah, Jesus Christ is his name. Yep, that's him. Nate G. Cole. You feel me? Shout out to y'all. Hi. Good morning. Hope y'all doing well. Listen, hope you're doing well. It's a good Sunday morning. You pull that down right there. Turn that volume down a little bit. Yep. You hear me? You hear the pages? Today's interaction. Matter of fact, episode 116, bro. Woo! Wow. All I need is 116. The brag of my king, Romans 116. Ooh. That's fire. So episode 116. We coming out of... Oh, I just thought about some boy. Ooh, I should have came out of Romans 116. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. That ain't what I'm coming out of, though. But this episode 116, so I just... It just would have went. Romans 116. Anyway, we coming out of Psalms, though. Psalm 119. Ain't that something? Psalm 119. This is considered the center of the Bible, right? This is the center of the Bible. If you're ever looking for the very center of the Bible, Psalm 119 is the very center of the Bible. It's the center. Now, what's crazy is at the very center, I'm going to show you something. At the very center of the word, there's Psalm 119. And, it talks about meditating on the excellence of the word of God, right? That's what it talks about. I think the author is David. I'm almost certain that the author is David. But at the center of the Bible, like the middle of the Bible, the very center, the core of the Bible is Psalm 119, and it talks about the word of God. So I want to show you something, how important the word of God is and how important it is to obey it and to study it and to read it and to wrap yourself in it and to be baptized in it. You baptize yourself in the word of God. That's how important it is, because let me tell y'all something. This is a topsy-turvy world we living in. Everybody on skate seemed like, everybody on edge seemed like, everybody snap quick seemed like, everybody temper quick now. You got to stay rooted and grounded, right? So what can do that? We're going to see here. So in Psalm 119, I'm going to start in verse 9. He starts with a question. And I'm not parachuting, but I'm going to start this. So Psalm 119 and verse 9. I need to see them pictures. Show me. So it says this. How can a young man, or how can a person, a young person, cleanse his way? That's the question. And it says, by taking heed according to your word. Right? That's the question. So I'm going to ask that question, and I'm going to keep going. So it says, how can a young man cleanse his way? He says, by taking heed to your word. What do you mean taking heed to the word? Not just listening. James says, don't just be a listener, a hearer of the word and not a doer. Because if you're a hearer and not a doer, you're fooling yourself because the word works. A lot of us just because you sit up under a word, though, that don't mean nothing. You got to apply it. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because it works once you apply it. It's like it's like going to get your prescription filled. The doctor can say, hey, go to Walgreens and get the... Matter of fact, we're going to send this prescription to Walgreens. You need to go pick it up. Get it filled and pick it up. Now, the doctor can't make you get that prescription filled and pick it up. That's called application. That's called applying it to your life. It ain't do no good for you to have a prescription sitting up there at Walgreens. It's sitting there waiting. And in your head, you're saying, well, I got a prescription now, so that's good enough. No, you gotta go get it. You got faith without works is dead. You gotta go get it. You gotta get it filled. You gotta open that bottle. You gotta apply it. That's right. To your life in order for it to work. It's the same way with the word of God. It's the best pharmacy in the world. Amen. That's facts. Yeah, it's the word of God. So David said, how can I make my way straight? How can I make my way better? He said, by taking heed according to your word. I wrote a note right there, and I can't see what it is. But anyway, with my whole heart, I have sought you. Boom. Right behind taking heed with your word. Taking heed according to your word. David said, with my whole heart. With everything I got, I sought you. I'm seeking now. And you have to get in a place where, you know what? If you don't get in that place, life will put you there. Where you say, listen, I hunger and thirst for your word because ain't nothing else solid. Everything else shaky. Everybody else shaky. Everything else shaky. Ain't nothing holding up. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away. Ooh. He said, heaven and earth will pass away. He said, before one jot or tittle. Yeah, boy. He said, before my word pass away, heaven and earth will get out of here. That's how solid the word is. The word works. I'm talking about every time. It's the only sure thing now. Ain't nobody else. Nobody else but the word. Nothing else but the word. That's it. Lock in. David said, with my whole heart, I have sought you. Watch this. Let me not wander from your commandments. He sound desperate. He said, listen, don't let me walk away from your commandments. Cause I know me. I'm wild. Watch this. You need to underline every time you see word. You know, I already seen it one time. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Underline it right there. Look at verse 11. Ooh, your word. There it is. Underline it. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you, God. So one, the word, how can I make my way straight, make my way clean, taking heed to your word. Then he get to verse 11. He said, something else your word do. He said, if I hide it in my heart, it'll keep me from sinning against you. Why would you hide it? Why would you hide it? Anything valuable, you definitely better. You better tuck it away. Because that's what the enemy want. That's what the devil. He don't want you to get the word. Remember the sower went out to sow. Remember the parable of the sower. And the Bible say the sower went out to sow. He sowed seed, which is the word of God. He sowed seed among thorns, among the stony ground and wayside, and then good ground. It was the word of God. The enemy was at the word every time. With the wayside, the birds came and ate it up. The word. Huh? Because it was a wayside Christian. Didn't care about it. The word went forth. They didn't care about it. Right? Stony ground. You know what it means. Word went forth. He threw it out there. It never penetrated because of the stony heart. Right? And then the thorn amongst the thorns. What happened? It grew up and choked it out. So he don't want you to have the word. You know why? Because he know it works. The last thing he wants you to do is talk about the word. Because it works. Every time you mention the word of God, anytime you repeat anything God said, it still has a same. Boy, look at him. It still count. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Anything God said, it still go. He's still 10 toes on it. So if I repeat what my father said, my heavenly father said, it still hold merit because he's still 10 toes on it. Yeah. I'm just repeating what my father said. And the only reason they go is because he said it, not because I said it. I'm just the recipient of the benefit of what my heavenly father said. Yeah. And I get to repeat it. Yeah. Because I'm a child of God. Yep. Not a perfect child, but I'm a child of God. So he said, your word, I'm going to hide your word in my heart because that'll keep me from sinning against you. Amen, beloved. That's what I want right there. Keep your word because that'll keep me anchored. That'll keep me from sinning against you. Yeah. I'm going to hide it in my heart because it's a treasure. It's worth more than anything else in the world. So I'm going to take that and I'm going to hide it in my heart because that'll strengthen me. How does it keep us from sinning against him? Because when it's in your heart, from the heart flows the issues of life. And at the overabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. So if I fill my heart full of your word, the Bible say, let the word of Christ dwell in your hearts richly. Facts. I need it in my heart richly. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about I do. I need it to dwell in my heart richly because I'm telling you, I'm trying to stay on the straight and narrow. I have assignments, assignments that the enemy, he already trying to throw me off. Sure is. Trying to get me distracted. Sure is. Because I got to go preach. Every time. If you got purpose, you better watch out. If you got a call on your life, you better watch out and you better stay in the word because the enemy going to come at you and he going to come at you through familiar faces. I'm telling you, to try to knock you off your square. I'm telling you, got to be mindful. Be mindful. And if you know somebody that, if I say that, y'all going to, boy, hey, I'm going to say it anyway. I don't care because y'all don't care. If you know somebody that's got purpose, then be mindful. You know they called to do something. Be mindful. Be mindful of what that person got to do. God got an assignment for that person. Be mindful of what you say and how you act. Help them be great. Oh, boy, it's quiet. Uh-huh. Amen. I'm going to clap for my. Amen. Facts. So David, who had purpose, he said, man, look at him. He was a man after God's own heart. So he said, your word are hidden in my heart. Watch this. Every time you see word, watch this. I'm going to just keep reading. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. He desperate. Watch this. With my lips, I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. Watch this. Let me get down. Look at verse 16. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Underline it again. Look at that. He said, I will not forget your word. There it is again. Huh? And look, that's important. Because guess what? When the enemy does come in, or when things do happen, if it catches us off guard, you won't even remember no word. You don't remember a verse that saved your life. You know why? Because anger and all of that stuff, it'll wipe your memory of the word. It don't help you remember the word. The Bible say the anger of man can't produce the righteousness of God. Oh, Lord, help me. Somebody hit you out of nowhere. You ain't see it coming. You can't remember. That's why you need to don't forget his word, not to forget his word. Because if you don't respond with his word, you're going to respond with some words and they ain't going to be good words, but it won't be the word. It'll be your own word, which will be the wrong word. And it'll be a bad word. Sure will. Hey, that's facts. So let me be full of your word, God. So when I'm punched, or when I'm hit, or when I'm kicked, or when I'm attacked, when I open my mouth, I automatically belt out something you said. Yeah. In the midst of tribulation, in the midst of attack, because that's what's happening. You get attacked. Yeah. So facts. So you gotta, we're living in the world now, and the world don't want to hear the word. Mm-hmm. They don't. So David said, I will not forget your word. I won't forget your word. Watch this. Hold on. Deal bountifully with your servant. Watch this, y'all. That I may live and keep your what? Underline it again. Oh, Lord have mercy. There it is again. That I might keep your word. Look. He said, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. When you say deal bountifully, you saying, listen, G-check me. Bountifully means a lot. Stay on me. Keep my feet to the fire. Yeah, David said, hold me accountable, God, because I can't hold myself accountable because I want to respond one way, but I can't. Amen. He said, deal with your servant bountifully that I may, for the sole purpose of me living and watch this, and keeping your word. Oh, there's in the New Testament, somebody came up to Jesus and they say, Lord, Jesus stopped him. He said, hold on with me. He said, why you call me Lord, Lord, but don't do nothing I say? He said, why do you snot, cry, shout, speak in tongues, all of this stuff, but you don't do nothing I say. He cracked them. He said, y'all do all of this yapping, all of this talking, but you don't do nothing I say. You, in other words, when the preacher preaching and the word going forth, it's folks sitting in there, amen, amen, clapping, and they ain't finna do nothing of what they hear. They just clapping because it's filler. They amen. They amens is filler. It ain't real because they ain't finna do nothing he say. Facts. Come on, beloved. Don't get there. And if you're there, ask God to help you. Mercy, Lord. You know you sit there. You done sat under years of good teaching. Years. Boy. And they ain't planning on doing it. Wow. Wait a minute. This just came to me. Don't make me find this in Ezekiel. Wait a minute. In Ezekiel. Ooh, God, if you let me find it, then you must want me to say it. If he let me find it, you hear me turning these pages? If he let me find it, he must want me to say it. Because I'm telling you, I think I'm finna find it. Yeah, hold up. Yep, I think I found it. Wait a minute, y'all. In Ezekiel. Wait a minute. He said, son of man. He said, come hear how they bragging about you. Yeah. Wait a minute. Watch this. He told me, he said, son of man, come here. Look. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Watch this, y'all. Watch this right here. I'm going back to Psalm. I'm in Ezekiel chapter 33, starting in verse 30. Listen to this. So get there. Ezekiel 33. Starting in verse 30. Listen to this. It said, as for you, son of man, you're talking to Ezekiel. The children of your people are talking about you beside the walls and in the doors and in the houses. And they speak to one another. Watch this. Everyone saying to his brother, oh, please come and hear what this word is that comes from the Lord. It said, come hear this word. So they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, but they're not. And they hear your words, look, but they do not do them. For with their mouth, they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. Lord have mercy. He told Ezekiel, he said, oh, son of man. He said, you need to hear how they bragging about you. They all at the water fountain, all over in the... They talking about you at McDonald's. They here and there. They at the gate talking about how you preaching. Oh, you need to come hear this word that's coming from the Lord. And they say it's coming from the Lord. And they ain't about to. He say they come and listen as people do, and they sit before you as people do, as if they really gonna do what you say, but they ain't about to do nothing you say, son of man. God. Imagine if you that preacher. Imagine if you that preacher. He tell you, you gonna preach. You gonna preach. You preaching your heart out, but they ain't gonna do nothing you say. I'm going to read it. Listen to this. So they come to you as people do. They sit before you as they're my people, but they're not. And they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth, they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. And you know, that's an indictment against us, man. with our hearts, we pursue our own gain, not just monetarily, but we want to pursue our own gain. We, you know what we do? Some folks specialize in arguing. I just don't argue good. I just don't. I don't do the in and outs of arguing. I can't, like, people win arguments and they be wrong. People, I just want y'all to know something. You just cause you win an argument, that don't mean you right. You wrong. It's plenty of times people win arguments and they be slap wrong. They slap wrong and they think they okay because they won an argument. It's an argument. I don't want to win an argument. That's not my goal. But I see that it's a lot of people's goal to win an argument. Let's just talk for a second. I don't care to win an argument. That seems like that's something that the devil put on his bucket list, to win arguments. I don't like to win arguments. There's people that's strategic in arguing. Like, they know how to argue. Matter of fact, sometimes people say stuff that makes no sense at all. It makes no sense at all. And it makes you pause and wonder, what the hell are you talking about? And then another question, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, really? Because I don't feel like trying to win an argument. I don't feel like trying to think of a strategy to win an argument. I'll let y'all have that. Let me finish reading this in Ezekiel, because he said, this is what it say. Indeed, look 32. Indeed, you are to them. Listen to this. Indeed, you are to them as very lovely, a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them. And when this, watch this, and when this comes to pass, surely it will come, then they will know that a prophet, a real prophet, has been among them. God, man. He said, you sound like you got a lovely voice, your voice melodious. They say you can sing. Yeah, you ever had somebody hype you up? Ooh, you this. Ooh, you this. And then as soon as you say something to challenge one of the demons that they got in them, you the opposite. You a zero. That's why I don't fall for that hype. That's why I don't fall for it. After pastoring for years, plenty of folk act like they was your cheerleader. False. I used to fall for it. Nah, people say, oh, you this, you that. Lord, help me to remember your word and not what they saying. Facts. Cause right now they just in their feelings right now, and they just saying it cause they feeling good. But I'll be a zero back again after a while. As soon as I do something that's gonna challenge the demon that they got. Yep, hey, that's facts. So listen. All right, I'm back in Psalm 119. Back in Psalm 119. Watch this. Where do we pick up at? It's all through that, y'all. I am at let's look at verse 24. Watch this. Your testimonies are my delight and my counselors. Watch this. I'm in verse 25. I'm in Psalm 119, 25. Follow along now. Watch. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your what? Word. I told you the word works. Look, he said, revive. First of all, I didn't forget what he said. First, he said, your word will help cleanse my way. That's Psalm 119 and 9. That's the middle of the Bible. How can a man make his way straight? By taking heed to your word. Your word cleanses, right? Look, it just said the word cleanses. Look, watch this. Your word helps me live. Look, watch this. I won't forget your word. Watch. Look, watch this. Every time you see it. Now I'm over here at 20. I'm at 25. He said, my soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the word revives. The word will revive you. Yeah, it sure will. You be going through something. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. It ain't nothing that the word ain't got an answer for. If it's got a name, the word will fix it. Facts. I don't care what you're going through. You ever just going through something and just pick the Bible up and take your thumb and open it up? You ain't plan on, you just peeled it open. And where you went is what you needed to see in here. Ain't nothing else could do that but the word. Nothing else could do that but the word. Nothing else. Can't nobody else do that for you but the word. Yeah. He can do that for you. The word. You know what I say? He. I ain't say it. Uh-huh. Because the word ain't it. The word is he. Mm-hmm. Amen. So can't nothing or nobody else do that for you but the word. Watch this. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways and you have answered me. Teach me your statutes. I'm going to keep going now. Look at 27. Make me understand the way of your precepts. So shall I meditate on your wonderful works. Look at 28. My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Look at that. So the word just revived. And then it just said, strengthen me according to your word. So the word strengthens. Ah, I told y'all. In the beginning was the, and the word was with God. And the word was God. He was there in the beginning. Yes, indeed. Doing work. I told you, when the word is introduced, he already working. Uh-huh. Sure is. And God said, when you roll up on the word, it's working. Active. Sharper than the two-edged sword. Oh, my goodness. It's active. The Bible calls it. It's living. Uh-huh. Active. The Bible says. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Ooh, the word. It works. I'm telling you. It'll bring the truth out. As a matter of fact. Oh, I told you. I love reminding of the first time Solomon judged the case. I'm still in Psalm 119. I got you. But honorable mention. Remember the first case that Solomon judged? Remember the two women? Told you about it. They were pregnant. The two harlots pregnant, living together. One killed a baby tonight. They switched it up. What Solomon do? The Bible said one said this, the other one said this. The Bible says Solomon called for the sword, which is the word. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's why I said sharper than any two-edged sword. He called for the sword. He said, bring me the sword. I'm about to split the baby in half. And the mama that was the real one said, oh, no. See, the word always bring out the truth. The word will always bring out the truth. Watch. I got to keep going. Watch this. He said, strengthen me according to your word. Watch this. I'm going to keep going because I want to get to something. Look at verse 38. Jump to 119:38. Watch this. Establish your what? Your word to your servant who is devoted to hearing you. Oh, he said, establish your word to your servant. What do you mean establish? Get it set up. When you establish something, you set up shop. Let your word set up shop in my life. Yeah, set your word up in my life. Yeah. Watch this. Establish your word into your servant who is devoted to hearing you. There it is again. If you got ears to hear, let them hear. Mm-hmm. Watch this. And just because folk acknowledge something, that don't mean they heard it. Yeah. Just because they say amen, that don't mean they heard it. When you hear something, you grasp it and you apply it. That's hearing. Yeah. That's part of hearing. Amen. Watch this. Verse 41. Watch 41. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord. Your salvation according to your what? Word. Are y'all getting this? You see this? Underline it. There it is again. Watch this. According to your word. 42. So shall I have an answer for him who approaches me. See that? Because you locked and loaded with the word of God. Amen. So whoever approaches you, whether it be an argument, a question, or concern, or whatever, you load it with the word. Amen. So shall I have an answer for him who approaches me. For I trust in your what? Word. Oh, y'all. Look at it again. There it is again. Underline it again. I hope you got your Bible. Look at the next verse. Look at 43. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. There it is again. Let your word remain in my mouth because it's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Truth might not make me popular, but it'll keep me powerful. I'm going to say that again. Truth ain't going to make me popular, but it'll sure keep me powerful. I'm going to say it one more time for the folk in the back. Truth might not make me popular, but it'll sure keep me powerful. Facts. Shout out to the true and living God. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because truth ain't popular. Yeah, yeah. Truth is not popular. Matter of fact, the Bible say in the end time, folk going to hate the truth and they going to love a lie. They're going to hate the truth. They're going to hate the word of God. And we there. Look at this. He said, I trust in your word. Verse 43. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in your salvation or in your ordinances. Watch this. Look at verse, because this is for time's sake, 49. Remember, watch this. Remember the word of your servant upon which you have that's a lowercase w. Watch this. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. I hope on your word. Oh, Lord. That's it. You caused me to hope on your word. And that's what I do. I hope on your word. That's all we got. That's all we got. Watch this. Verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction. Ooh, what is? For your word has given me life. Lord have mercy. Oh boy, when you need comfort in affliction, guess what happens? You can go to the word. It works every time. Go to the word of God. I promise you, it ain't going nowhere. It's 10 toes, the word of God. I'm telling you, he said, in my affliction, when I was afflicted, watch this. This is my comfort in my affliction, your word. It gives me life. I'm going to keep going. Look at verse 57. You are my portion, O Lord. That'll preach right there. I have said that I would keep your what? Words. Look, I entreated your favor. I beg for your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your what? Your word. Oh, Lord have mercy, y'all. Look, I'm going to keep going. I'm trying to get somewhere. Look at 65. You have dealt well with your servant. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, according to your what? Word. Keep going. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep your what? Word. Goodness, this is so fire to me. Let me shout you out. Shout out to Renita Doss and Orlando Doss. Orlando and Renita Doss. Shout out to y'all. Be safe on the road. Big O, if you're on the road. Shout out to Joseph and India Roger. You feel me? Shout out to y'all, man. Be safe on that road, Joseph. I know you be riding. Be safe. I love you, my boy. Watch this. Shout out to the YBL Fit community every Saturday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We doing that YBL Fit working out, y'all. I'm telling you, health is wealth. Pull up to the bright spot. 8 o'clock every Saturday from 8 to 9. We get that HIIT workout in. And it's not just physical. It's spiritual, too. It really is. It helps a lot. Got them dirty waters on deck. You feel me? That dirty water helps with inflammation. It cleanses your kidneys, your all your organs. It's good for all your organs, heart health, everything. Like I said, anti-inflammatory, natural energy, no crash, natural energy. You know what I'm saying? So it's all organic and natural. So yeah, shout out. Get them dirty waters. $3. You feel me? They ordered them too. I got a we got an order form on my page. Go to my page. You better live. got an order form pinned on my page. You can check it out. Get your orders in. Get them dirty waters in. They good for you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out to the city of Mobile. And I'm praying for the city, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm praying for the city. I'm praying for anybody that's going through bereavement right now. I'm praying for them. Just going through. Praying for them. Woo, I got you, bro. Love your nephew. Praying for you, man. Praying for you, man. Praying for you. Praying for you and the family, bro. The Wooten family and anybody else that might be going through. Shout out to y'all, man. Really. Seriously, praying for you. May the God of all comfort, you know, comfort you with the same comfort that he gives us when we're going through, y'all. So look, let's finish this up. 41, let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who approaches me, for I trust in your word. All right, I'm down here. Let me get to, I want to get to something else. Look at verse. Ooh, wait a minute. Cause I want to button this up. Cause I got another scripture. Excuse me. Look at Psalm 119. Look at verse 89. Watch this. He says, forever, O Lord, your work, boy. I'm about to have a fit. Right about now. I'm about to have a fit. Look at what it say in 119:89. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. He said, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Oh, would to God it was settled in the earth too. He said, yo, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. I wish it was settled forever in the earth. Oh my goodness, it ain't settled in the earth yet. It's here, but it ain't settled. When you mean settled, that means everybody say we good with it. So everybody in heaven thumbs up the word. He said, your word, oh Lord, is settled in heaven. But in the earth, hey, it ain't settled in the earth. Because we got folk bucking against it. And what's the worst part is, the folk that's bucking against it is the ones that's sitting up under it. Facts. He said, y'all come to me every day. You come and approach me every day as if I called you for this. Who told you to come before me like this? You come and try to act like you hearing the word and your heart is far from me. He said, why y'all coming and darkening my counsel like this? Who told you to approach me with that kind of attitude? Facts. Amen. Listen, and when it comes, when you have that word in your heart, your walk is consistent. That's it, absolutely. It gives you a consistent walk. If you keep that word in your heart, because it don't change and it ain't going to leave. That means, and it's according to the word. You walk according to the word. It'll be consistent. Yeah. You won't look one way here and then another way somewhere else. Facts. It'll be consistent. Facts. What the people see out there will be what they see everywhere. If you hide your word, his word in your heart. It'll keep you consistent. It'll keep you rooted and grounded. Amen. Watch this. He said, your word, oh Lord, is settled in heaven forever. Oh my goodness. That's the coup de grace right there. Matter of fact, I'm going to go down to Psalm 105 and then I got one more scripture to match away. Psalm 119 and 105. Look at this. It's some more than that with word. It's a bunch of more than that with word. Your word is a lamp to my feet, look, and a light unto my path. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light. What does that mean? Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That means the word would illuminate your way. It's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It's a lamp and a light. So it's a lamp for my feet, but it's a light for my path. So it'll light my, the lamp, I walk in truth, the lamp, a light, it'll guide me in truth. And anytime there's a lamp or a light mentioned, it's because it's dark. So the Bible said that the word of God is like a lamp, unto your feet and a light unto your path. That's right. It'll help you to walk in truth, and it'll guide you in truth. So will the lamp and the light. Watch this. The lamp for the feet, the light for the path. The word of God. He said, your word, that's what it is to me. That's exactly what your word is to me. Look, watch this. Now, I got to jump to John. I think I'm going to go to John 17. And I'm about to get out y'all way. Wait a minute. Ooh, I just went right to it, y'all. John chapter 17. Real quick, it's worth noting, this is the longest prayer in the Bible. John 17 is the longest prayer in the Bible. The longest prayer recorded in the Bible. When you get to verse 17, John 17:17, he says, sanctify them, talking about us, by your truth. Your what is truth? Your word is truth. Set them apart with your word. And I know that your word is truth. Yep. Sanctify them by the truth. And your word is truth. So what does the word do? The word sets us apart. It makes you different. Yeah. If you're going to be a product or a byproduct of the word, which I want to be, amen. I thank God that I am. I hope I stay there, the byproduct of the word, amen. Amen. You're going to be different. You're going to be looked at different. Yeah, you sure is. You're going to be treated different. It's going to be different. It definitely going to be different. But when you get through with it, the word works. It works every time. It works in reviving you. It works in keeping you. It works in helping you to live. It works in guiding you. Watch this. It works in defending you. Remember in Jesus, when the devil came to him to tempt him, the temptation, what did he use? He used the word. It is written. And watch this. What's so good about it is written is to tell me that it ain't got to be written. It's already written. If I tell you it is written, you already too late. Ooh, that'll preach right there. If I say it is written, you already too late. Ooh, when it comes to the word of God, if I look at you and say it is written, whatever you just said or tried to do, it don't matter because it's too late because it's already written. That's fire. It works. If I look at you and say, it is written, you too late. So when he told, every time he told Satan, it is written, he was telling him, you too late. Yeah, too late. Too slow. You're too slow. You're too late. It's written already. Ooh, he already wrote it. Matter of fact, he already spoke it. And he got somebody else to write it. It is written. Ooh. Amen. Yeah, it is written. The word works, y'all. I'm telling you, it works. It's been episode number 116. It's the boy, Mr. You Better Live. We live a life in victory every day. Thank y'all for pulling up to content via the information station, powered by Inspire You on Air. You know how we do. Shout out to Candace and Bam. Shout out to my Inspire You family. Shout out to my Content Via family. I love y'all, man. Shout out to the city of Mobile. Listen, lock into that word. Lock into that word. It works. It's going to overcome everything and everybody that tries. I'm telling you, get full of that word. Let the word of Christ dwell in your hearts richly. Amen. It's your boy, Mr. You Better Live. Live a life of victory every day. We out. Peace.